This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a better than even chance that were I to ask you about K-pop, that is Korean pop music, the very first thing you would think about would be this.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style by Psy, which you must have heard at some point in the last year and a half or so. Fact is, though, that K-pop is oh so much more than that one song. Mark Russell has been writing about Korean music and popular culture for years now. His new book about it is called K-pop Now, with the exclamation point. Mark, it's good to have you here.
Good to be here.
One of the things I was struck by in this book, because, of course, when I picked it up and started reading it, I was looking for Gangnam Style and Psy and all of that. You basically said, listen, K-pop has been around for a long, long time, but it wasn't until Gangnam Style and Psy that the West, and this is your quote, got the joke. What does that mean?
I guess for me, often Asia occupies a strange mental place with people in the West, and they some people think it's exotic or weird or goofy. Often they're looking at it or laughing at it. But when people enjoyed Gangnam Style, it felt like they were laughing with it.
Am I saying it wrong? Not Gangnam Style, but Gangnam Style?
The word in Korean, the letter is kind of halfway between a G and a K.
Oh, all right. So maybe what we ought to do then is give another example of Gangnam Style that you told us about before we went on the radio. So let's roll this. It's from a group called EXO, and it's a song called Growl, and we'll play just a bit of that. All right, so, you know, it's not exactly a catchy tune, but it's got some identifiable things. How do you know what is and isn't K-pop?
That's a really hard one to pin down because K-pop from very early on was looking to get out of Korea, was looking to be more international, and so they've brought in songwriters from other places. They buy a lot of music from Scandinavia, you know, Universal Music, Europe. They sell a lot of stuff to Korea. And I know I've talked several times with the head of A&R there, and he has taken away songs from American artists and given them to K-pop artists because he views the right combination can be more profitable in Korea.
Sure.
But when we think about idol music, there's usually upbeat dance music. It's very loud. It's very flashy. To use the old Spinal Tap reference, this one goes up to 11. In Korea, they start at 11, and they go up from there.
Well, it very much seems, actually, that it is a machine, this K-pop enterprise, right? It's very, very organized and deliberate, and there are certain things that groups do. There are certain, makeup that members have to have and all of that stuff.
Very true. These are big companies, and they've been working at it for a while, and it's a very high-risk, high-reward field. If you don't keep up on the latest trends, you'll lose popularity. And in a kind of a interesting part about the Korean music industry is there's really no catalog. In the West, companies make as much money from their old music as they do from the new music, from Beatles or whoever.
Yeah.
But no one who listens to Korean music really spends a lot of money on 10-year-old music and 20-year-old music. So that makes the hits much more important to the life of any company.
Here comes the sociocultural question, if I could. I think the second or third chapter in this book, pretty early on, you talk about the land of K-pop and how important Seoul as a city and then the rise of the South Korean economy has been in the rise of K-pop.
It's been a whole series of changes that go back quite a ways from the rise of democracy and the Olympics in 88 and just the country opening up. It's become a much more lifestyle-oriented country. For many years, people worked 6 days a week, worked very long hours. But now, people have more money and more free time, and they want to fill that time with fun things. Movies have become very, very successful. People want all the little things in life.
Mark Russell, his book is called K-pop Now, The Korean Music Revolution. Mark, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.